This is John with Silverstone Plumbing.
Hey, John, it's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
All right, good.
Good. Did you get everything straightened out?
Yeah, I was. Honestly, I was very pleased with Angie's cancellation. It was just easy. It gave me a little more faith in them as
good.
A product, but doesn't
awesome.
Change the fact that I really like the way you guys are offering your services a little more so than the way that they're offering theirs. I think it's better for my business, so
mm-hmm.
I still want to go with you guys and see how that works out. And there's no obligation, right? So if in 3 months from now I don't like it, I can just quit. So that's fine.
Right. There's no obligation. It's all done month to month. There's no contract
mm-hmm.
now. And we give you that. And that's why it's all paid month to month, pay as you go type of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I do want you to know that, you know, that first month is full of all of the programming. So the website's up and running in the first 5 to 7 days. The Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days. The
yeah.
Google profile is, you've already done the verification, so we can begin mm-hmm. the programming right away. But that first month is full of the programming, so we do like you to stick it out at least 2 months to give it a full
month. Yeah, several months. I mean, just to figure
cool.
out what life's going on and, you know
right.
what I mean? Like, no, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not in that much of a hurry for sure. No, yeah,
okay.
I fully plan on sticking out for several months.
Awesome. I just like to
great.
Be like super upfront about it. That way you have a strong understanding of everything. But in addition to that, it's all a 100% complete tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. All marketing.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So,
uh-huh. Well, I don't think I'm going to make any money this year. Let me tell you a story. Jesus. Got a lot of tax write-offs this
That's
year. Holy
beautiful.
Hell.
So,
yeah.
Well, John, for account purposes, is your first name John, J-O-H-N?
No, it's Jonathan.
Okay.
J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N.
Perfect. And your last name, is that Silverthorn?
No, that's where I work. That's
okay.
the town. My last
oh, okay.
name is Kropensky. It's K-R-O-P-E-N-S-K-E. K-R-O-P as in Paul, E-N-S-K-E.
Got it. Beautiful. Okay. And then, give me just a second here. Let me switch this out. Okay. And then the email address is thesilverthornplumbing@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. And if you want, you can do my personal, too. I don't know if that helps at all, or if you need to or no.
Nope. Just the one is good because
yeah,
that's what we're going
to
say.
Yeah, I need to be careful. I have stuff over both phone numbers, over both. Like, keeping it all together is like a...
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's fine.
Well, we're going to mainline it for you because we actually, during client onboarding, they go over the Google call tracking number, which is going to protect your personal information, and it's going to eliminate spam and robocalls if you take advantage of it. It's going to give your business a professional greeting. So thank you for calling Silverthorn for current clients, press
yeah.
1, for new clients, press 2, something along those lines.
Sure. Now, two services I might be interested in, uh-huh. I don't know if you guys offer them. Sorry, we're like totally, we're just going to
no,
do a little
totally
sidetrack
cool.
here.
Go ahead.
One is after hours call answering. I don't take
uh-huh.
every after hours call. I don't plan on taking every after hours call,
mm-hmm.
but I will do them when I feel like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or if
mm-hmm.
it's or if it's a customer I've had a long time and they have an emergency, in general,
mm-hmm.
I'll always go out to those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for customer relations, but
mm-hmm.
new customer, not, do you guys do an after hours call service?
We don't.
Do
all we have is the call tracking, but there's a lot
okay.
of features in it for after hours, do not disturb, call forwarding. There's a ton of options available within it.
Okay. So
and
I can maybe develop that as I go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure. The other side of that same question is, I tried to get a local 970 number when I started
okay.
my business, but they just don't
mm-hmm.
really exist anymore. I would still like it's tricky now to have all this literature.
Right.
But could you get me a 970 number through the internet that went
I'm gonna
to my
put,
business?
Yeah, I'm going to put it in. I'm going to put that in that is a request for you. Hold on 1 second. Let me go
yeah.
ahead and see if I can put it in right now. Here we go. I'm going to put you in like this.
But, well, you know, and we can always do that later, too, right?
Yeah, you can, but I'm just going to see if it's even available right now. It's just a
quick check. Because I don't know if anybody wants, because I've spent the better part of, you know, I don't know how much money, but enough on business cards, on a window screen for my door, on yard signs, stuff like that. And they, mm-hmm. and they all have the number I have. So maybe I'll see how it goes and do it next year or something.
Okay.
Or maybe if you have it available, I'll talk to the wife and maybe I can go to the printer and get new stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's just, if it's available, let's just see. I'm not necessarily going to pull the trigger on that because there's some back-end printing and marketing that I've already started,
sure.
and I don't want to.
Well, we can enable it at any time if it's available for you.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you it's going to make your life easier in the fact that you're going to be able to really eliminate spam, robo, and junk calls, which when you first get going, as you probably already know, like you said, you were getting a ton of calls. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's this is going to help to eliminate that. But I've got them checking on that. And then, yes, there are plenty available with that area code. 970, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. He says there's a lot available. So
ready
for that.
Well, maybe I'll – let me talk to my printer. And
mm-hmm.
I'm putting in with him some money, but shit. I mean, honestly, I would – God, but then I got the secretary. Sorry, I got to think about my business side of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you guys would take care of a lot of that, right, minus the government stuff. You guys would take care of my online presence, updating my phone number.
All of it, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And also, we could keep the 719 number with the phone that company and
yeah. It would just get forwarded to my 719 number, right?
Yes,
is what would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I would have,
exactly.
Yeah, so I could keep that on my business. Because, like, I don't necessarily want to change what I have with the Secretary of State and everything just because it's so much fun.
Right. No, you don't. Right.
Okay, cool. Well, I might do that and just get new stuff printed.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cheap. It's only a few $100. I don't care. I mean, I care, but not as much as having a 970 number because it's like, it's just so nice to have a local number
mm-hmm.
and not a freaking number that's out of, out of Denver. Yeah, it just doesn't quite work as well.
Okay,
yeah, so I'd be interested in that service. I'll just
mm-hmm.
talk to my printer guys and just have them reprint my stuff.
Perfect. So during your client onboarding, what they're going to do, guys, is they're going to go through what number is available, assign you the Google call tracking number. I put in here that you want a specific 970 number. They'll go over all of that with you, and then they'll give that to you today, and then you can take that to the printer. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's great.
The business address, we cannot put in PO boxes. If it's a home office, which I'm assuming it is, we keep all home offices hidden on Google and everywhere on the internet. It does not show your personal home address or
mm-hmm.
private information, but I do have to have the actual address.
Yeah, so the physical address is 490
mm-hmm.
West Coyote Drive.
Okay.
And that's in Silverthorne, Colorado, 80498.
Got it. Okay, beautiful. Hours of operation, when do you want the phone calls?
So my hours of operating are going to be like 8-5.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to advertise it 24 hours. And if,
mm-hmm.
I mean, because really what it is, depending on how late you call me, what it
mm-hmm.
is, I just adjust my pricing. You know, I just say, well, that's going to be more because just call me at 9 o'clock at night. I don't necessarily always take those calls.
Okay,
I might say no, I can't come out.
Monday through Friday, 24-hour emergency services available upon request.
And if
you take it, cool. If you don't, cool. Again, even on the website, we can put, like, trip charge may apply. So if it's a little
mm-hmm.
old lady on the corner that you don't want to charge the trip
yeah.
charge, cool. But if it's some jerk who cussed you out the whole time, you know what? It said on the website there's an additional $125 trip charge. Sorry.
Yeah. No, and
you
that's
know what
honestly
I mean?
How, yeah. I mean, as stupid as it sounds, I mean, I'm a plumber because half of it is about the people, you know, and helping people out. And
right.
it's just like that. I don't always charge people the same because
not everybody is
the little
same.
Lady is, yeah, is not the same as that really rich lawyer guy who's hassling me about my rate, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
They're just not the same customer, so I don't treat them the same, you know?
You know?
But, yeah. No, that's perfect. That's perfect.
Now, let me see here. Give me just a second. And I'm going to put Holly down as an authorized user on the account.
Yeah, absolutely.
So she can make change and adjustment as well. Is her last name the same?
No, it's Atkinson. It's it's A-T-K-I-N-S-O-N. Mm-hmm.
And then is it H-O-L-L-Y?
Yes.
And her phone number?
970-333-9004.
Okay. And that is just so that if she calls in, she's probably not calling in on your phone. And the system will pick up her number as an authorized user on the account. So, now the other thing that I want to ask is, I know you said you're not a Facebook user or a Facebook guy. Do you have a personal Facebook page at all, even an old one?
Yeah, I just don't use it.
Okay, that's fine. So we're going to build the business profile as a derivative of the personal page. So the way that it's required by Facebook is that you at least have a personal page. It does not...
Put you on hold just for 1 second. Someone's calling me.
Yeah,
is that okay if I
take
a hold for a second?
Of course.
Awesome, thank you.
Of course. Yep. Mm-hmm.